Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Houston, David Burton in the house. Let's get to it, man. This past weekend, if you noticed, we not one, not two, but three different broadcasts are going on simultaneously, it seems like. You know?
Yeah. Interesting. You know, this past weekend, Bound for Glory took place.
Yeah, that's why I was pointing at. It took you a while to catch that softball. That's all right. I was trying to get throw you a softball there, but hey, you missed it. The point is, Impact Wrestling, AEW, SmackDown, replay of SmackDown, all going on at the same time.
Absolutely.
Especially AEW and SmackDown at the same doggone time. And I'm trying to record one or the other. I got a to be. I can't record all of them. So I'm trying to, I got to pick and choose which one I'm going to record. So I recorded SmackDown, only come to find out, wait a minute, we did this last night. So I canceled that one and went with AEW.
Cool. Yeah, SmackDown and AEW Rampage only went to head for a half an hour, second straight week in a row. And it was the second straight week in a row that SmackDown's last 30 minutes destroyed AEW in a rating.
I beg to differ. SmackDown sucked.
Remember, SmackDown is now NXT. And during the brief period that Dynamite was competing with NXT, every time they beat NXT, it was by a small number. It wasn't by a high number, by some large amount.
Okay.
It was always by a small margin. But again, SmackDown is not NXT. SmackDown is WWE's A show. And they got demolished in their ratings 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown destroyed them by a high number of ratings. But anyway, we got to talk about the big one, the pay-per-view, Bound for Glory, where we've seen two Impact World Champions crowned, and Josh Alexander, who beat Christian to win the Impact World Heavyweight title, only to lose it minutes later to Moose, who cashed in his Feast of Five briefcase. And to be honest, I didn't even know that they were still doing that. And they changed the name. It's not Feast of Fire no more. It's now Call Your Shot.
Same thing, but yeah.
Yeah, that's news to me. I didn't know that they were still doing that.
Wait a minute.
All they did was just change the name of it.
So they still doing the concept where you get three briefcases and once somebody get fired, they just... How does that work?
It's still the same way. All they did was just change the name of it.
Gotcha.
Moose, who got the world title briefcase, and he cashed it in on Josh Alexander right after he beat Christian, and he is now the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. And Mickie James. She is now the Knockouts champion once again. She's held it before in the past. The Good Brothers retained the Impact Tag Team titles in a triple threat match, defeating Finn Juice and Bullet Club's Chris Bay and Helico. Moose, who won a 20-man battle royal. Keith Slater and Rhino defeat Violet Bagazzoni. Troy McGill defeats Steve Malkin and El Fantasmo in a triple threat match to win the vacant X Division Championship. The Inspiration, formerly known as the Iconics in WWE, defeated Decay in their debut match, and they are now the new Knockout Tag Team Champs. First team to hold tag team titles in both Impact and WWE, so congrats to them. And their new ring names, Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay.
Huh. Really now?
Yes, and that's the entire card for Buffalo Brothers. I only managed to see three matches out of the entire show.
Wait a minute, hold on, wait. You pay what, $60-something of pay-per-view? You only saw three matches?
No, I don't pay for it. I watch it online.
Oh, my bad.
I was watching it at work, and unfortunately, the Wi-Fi wasn't working too well, so I only managed to see three matches.
Well, tell us, pray tell, how do you watch it? What service you use? How you watch it?
Wi-Fi?
No.
The building that I'm in, I use their Wi-Fi.
No, the streaming. How you saw the pay-per-view?
Oh, it was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube.
Yes, it was on traditional pay-per-view. It was on the Fight TV app, and it was live on YouTube.
The whole pay-per-view on YouTube.
Yes, first time ever.
I did all of that, and I could have went to YouTube. I could have went to YouTube.com. Wow.
Yeah, I said that one last year, I think.
Wow. So, y'all that out there, if you were trying to spend money on pay-per-view, you need to put your wallet up, go to YouTube.com, the next pay-per-view, and yeah, we saved you a whole lot of money.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got it.
I didn't see the whole show, but I heard it was a decent enough show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I get a chance, I'm going to try to watch the show from start to finish. Mm. Now, Slammiversary, I did see from start to finish. Now, that was a decent wrestling show. Mm. Of course, that was when Kenny Omega beat Sovereign Callahan to retain the Impact Championship at the time. He was still the Impact Champion before losing it to Christian. Of course, Omega, who will be defending his AAA Trios Championship in a couple of weeks. He still holds that title along with the AEW World title, which he will defend the AEW World title against Hangman Adam Page at their next pay-per-view Full Gear next month. Also got a congrats to Omega, who is the 2021 he was number one on the PWR's 500 ranking list.
Wow.
The second time he went number one. And he joins the illustrious group of people who's been number one in the past, like Stone Cold Steve Austin, and CM Punk, and Hulk Hogan, and The Rock, and Triple H, among others. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that there was a lot of people feel Roman Reigns should have been number one. He's number two. Me personally, I think the reason Omega got him is because at the time he was holding three titles in three different companies. World titles, as a matter of fact. So me personally, I think that's why he got denied and got number one.
Let me ask you this. Impact Wrestling, let me ask you this. Serious question now. The Hall of Fame, everybody's Hall of Fame, should they embrace multiple people, or should they just keep doing one by one?
I think they should keep it one by one.
Interesting.
That's a good concept. Keep it one by one. Because we know Austin Khan was a New York inductee. I do know AJ Styles was offered it in the past and he turned it down after signing the WWE.
And by the way, Hall of Fames, any Hall of Fame that work is, you don't call them, they call you. Hey, we're going to put you in the Hall of Fame. Is that cool with you? Yes, give you the information, blah, blah, blah. Impact Wrestling, you get a nice Rolex watch with your Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, a nice little clock and a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, they don't go all out like WWE, and you get like a little clock and a ring, and you get something else. I forgot what it is.
It's on your championship, the thing they put on the championship belts.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Of course, there's also the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. You get a nice ring for that as well.
Yeah. But the main point is, you don't call them, they call you.
Yes, and it's up to you to accept the induction.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's, it was cool because Austin Khan had just retired. Before, and already
you
put her in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So,
Ray
was no time.
Now, you said retire. Retirement means a lot of stuff in the wrestling business. You mean like retire, and I'll be back, I'll wrestle somewhere else, so she's done it all together?
Well, that's not really retirement if you say you're retired and you go to another company and start wrestling. Yeah. You're not retired.
Yeah. Ric Flair did that. Yeah.
Well, you said he wasn't going to wrestle anymore. He ended up wrestling again.
Mm-hmm.
After having one of the best spindles, he messed that up by wrestling.
Yeah.
Let's go on record and said multiple times he was not wrestling again. After having that best spindle.
I mean, we went all out for Ric Flair. We're whacking you. You gonna go to another company and do it all again? Come on now.
That's true.
We opened the red carpet. We went all out. We got people. We went in the time machine and got people from the past. Dang it, Johnny Valentine. We got the Four Horsemen. Half of the people dead right now. We got what's his name? Ricky Steamboat. We got everybody ever wrestled pretty in life, and we red carpet.
The first time we've seen Charlotte on WWE television.
Yeah, then you're gonna go wrestle somewhere else. Come on now.
God correct you. You said Johnny Valentine. You mean Greg Valentine?
Yes, sir. I apologize. Greg, the Hammer Valentine.
Johnny Valentine is the father of Greg Valentine, who passed away couple
of decades ago. Yeah. By the way,
happy birthday,
Greg Valentine.
Japan birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago.
He's
now 70.
How old is J.J. Dillon? He's still hanging on.
Who?
J.J. Dillon. Y'all know what's going on. J.J. Dillon.
He's alive. He's in his 70s as well.
Good Lord, that's way back.
Yeah, I know. Dory Funk Jr., who's kind of
eight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta put this on pause for just a second and let you know. Today's episode is brought to you by, of course, Back to Delivery Some More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. If you have a CDL license, let them know, hey, I can drive trucks, and get with the owner of the talk more information. Go to backupdeliveriesandmore.com. Backupdeliveriesandmore.com. 888-712-2587. They put the D in delivery. Now, let me ask you this. if you were to do the booking around professional wrestling and shake things up a little bit, how would you do it?
Instead of having an idea for a match, I think they should do it, and if it's too ridiculous, switch it up. Yeah, make a little bit of sense, and we go on happy. You know, especially give the wrestlers a little more leeway, so again, so you can come up with their own stuff instead of having people write for them. If you ask people write for them, it may take a certain stupid, and they may look a certain wrestler look stupid, so yeah, that's something I would definitely change up.
That's interesting. I would have it like this. The main event, like certain main events, I get people that you never even heard of, the future, if you will. I didn't rely on the same people. Give us the future, man.
Yeah. And you know Vince ain't gonna go nowhere until, I don't think he's ever gonna retire. I think he's gonna keep going until he jumps out.
Yeah.
76 years old and still working as if he's in his 20s. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Vince turned 76 2 months ago. Still going strong with his dad, well, his granddad's company.
Ooh, Lord, you went way back. His grandpa, Jesse,
I heard some things about Charlotte. You know, some people are pissed off about Charlotte's attitude. She was escorted out of the building for a little temper tantrum, I heard.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were supposed to have a title exchange, and something happened. I gotta go back and watch it, but we supposed to tie, that didn't work. Title exchange supposed to have.
Sasha Banks came out and raised Charlotte. It came out and laid her out.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha Banks was still on SmackDown. And of course, it was announced next week on Raw from Providence, Rhode Island. It's going to be Bianca Belair challenging that he wins for the Raw Women's Championship, and we've seen Seth Rollins win an awesome ladder match, and he is now number one contender against Drew McIntyre. I mean, not Drew McIntyre, Big E, but a WWE title.
Well, I got some news here. By now, you heard about it, obviously. But three things. Number one, I found out that the pay-per-view for January is called Day One. Yeah, Day One. It'll be January 1st, 2022. Why, I have no idea, but that's what it is. Secondly, WrestleMania. If you have not heard, WrestleMania is going to be two nights. Tickets are available November 12th.
That's the month.
So I got some work to do. I promised my mama I'll lose 30 pounds so I can go to WrestleMania. I got a little work to do, but you can get tickets soon. November 12th is available everywhere. Get your tickets. It's going to be cool. Hopefully, we won't have a repeat WrestleMania 36. Because that is nobody's fault either, but that just sucked just because COVID. But hopefully,
yeah,
we'll never have another WrestleMania like that. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
And once again, third and second year, two nights in a row.
Mm.
Two huge nights. And I guess the good thing about it being two nights is that it gives more people the opportunity to main event WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks making history. first time that two black people main event in WrestleMania. And they're both women on top of it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get any better than that.
Our next pay-per-view is November 21st, Survivor Series. And, of course, we're in the year strong with TLC. And I ain't talking about Tender Love and Care. I'm talking about tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh, my.
Yeah,
table
riding chairs.
One of, you know,
that's an interesting pay-per-view. You get to see a series of tables matches, a ladder matches, and, of course, TLC matches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want... Kevin Owens took last night. The only thing that ladder wasn't changed.
Ooh.
Seth Rollins to a back there for spotting the match with Seth Rollins' backdrop. Kevin Owens over the rope, and he's sitting and crashing straight through the ladder. That was a nasty landing. Speaking of shows, you gotta talk about tonight. NXT's Halloween Havoc 2021.
Okay.
Tommaso Ciampa will defend the NXT Championship against Braun Breaker. Raquel Gonzalez will defend the NXT Women's Championship against Mandy Rose. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark will defend the NXT Women's Tag Team titles in a triple threat ladder match for the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship. They're going to defend against Toxic Attraction and Purisha and Parada, if I'm butchering their names, I'm sorry. And last but not least, you have Imperium versus MSK and Spin the Wheel Make the Deal Tag Team match for the NXT Tag Team title. And basically, Spin the Wheel Make a Deal is kind of like, how can I put it?
Raw Roulette.
You spin the wheel, and whatever match it lands on, that's the match you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So you got four matches, and all of them are title matches. And there will be limited commercial breaks.
That's just a little, so just a little bit.
We're not going to see a lot of commercials like we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular episode will have less commercials, which is good because we'll be able to enjoy it more without the interruption of commercials.
Yeah. They might do picture-in-picture every once in a while.
I'm sure they will at least once or twice. Yeah. Unlike SmackDown, I don't know if you 2 weeks ago. SmackDown in the last 30 minutes was commercial free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember they have done commercial free Raw twice. Of course, 2 weeks ago they had SmackDown last 30 minutes, now commercial. And you know, we're getting close. We're getting close. Time's drawing closer to Halloween Havoc. Of course, Halloween Havoc was the idea of Triple H. Halloween Havoc was a former WCW pay-per-view that took place yearly from 1989 to 2000. And I did recommend some Halloween Havoc matches. And I'll do it again. From 97, you have Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero put on a clap. At any rate, all their matches were good, but that particular match was the best match they've had. And of course, you got 1990 Halloween Havoc. I recommend the Steiner Brothers versus the Nasty Boys. Another instant classic. And of course, Goldberg. And yes, I'm recommending the Goldberg match. With good reason, this was one of his best matches of his career. He defended the WCW World Championship against Diamond Dallas Page. And another good match, that match was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that match was very good.
Yes, sir, man. By the way, I posted online earlier, a while ago,
our last broadcast. I posted, if you're dying to Halloween, we have some cool alternatives. So anyway, however you celebrate, whether you're at the church, at your house, at door-to-door getting making strange for candy, be safe, y'all, please. People crazy out here nowadays. Let's be safe. Let's think stuff through. And if you ain't supposed to give me that candy, give me that candy. And if you are giving that candy, for the love of God, would you please don't give out those doggone candy corns. Nobody wants your candy corn.
I'm not a good fan of candy, so. Don't like candy corn.
Nobody like candy. That's like the orphan of candies. I might want no candy corn.
I don't even like the way it looks. It looks like crooked teeth to me.
Sure.
If you ever see what crooked teeth looks like, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks like crooked teeth.
Y'all, at the same time, drop my tablet. I'm recording on everything. I just dropped my whole tablet. Y'all, when you hear that noise, it's all that's what it was. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get out of here today. Have a great weekend.
But, one more question.
Yes, sir.
Not really a question. I want your opinion on something.
Okay.
Every year, Pro Wrestling Illustrated have their yearly awards. But I'm interested there. Out of all the women, who do you think may take Women of the Year for 2021?
I'm going. This is a stretch. I'm going Bianca Belair.
You know what? In my personal opinion, I narrowed it down to two, well, not two people, but three people. Either Bianca Belair, this is Britt Baker. Now, this is a real stretch. Deonna Purrazzo. I think one of the three may take.
Nah. I was Facebook friends with Deonna Purrazzo before she deleted her account, and I was cool. She was down to earth young lady. So personality wise, I gotta go with Deonna, but for the culture, I'm going with Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca made a lot of history this year, so she might be the one to take it.
Yeah, but I'm not saying Deonna's not deserving. She's a wonderful young lady. Down to earth, everything. When she had a Facebook page, she'll actually talk back to you, have a conversation with you. She's a wonderful young lady. But for the culture, I'm going with I just said her name, Bianca.
Yeah, I only got to see Deonna Purrazzo wrestle one time, and that was when she was on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Going to an NXT house show in 2016, she was on that show, right here, right in Dallas, by the way.
Well, that's a good time. We got to go, y'all. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. We'll see when we see you. Oh, in fact, I'll see you just a little bit later. Greg McCray is dropping by. We're going to have a good time as well. So we'll talk some more wrestling at 8 o'clock p.m. You can catch the play whenever I upload it, and have a good time. In the meantime, we'll see y'all next. We'll see ya.
Take care, everybody, and stay safe.
See y'all.